And what gospel did that find it? Is it in Mark A? Is it in Luke B? Or is it in John C? How many think that Jesus wept is in Mark? How many say it's in the book of Luke? How many say it's in the book of John? I get C. All right. It is John 11:35. Jesus wept. The shorter. Now you can read that. You see, you can read another chapter if you get to that part. Okay, that was quick. I read another verse. Jesus wept. It means you can read more now. Hallelujah. This is so much fun. I remember going to church with my mama at St. Mary's, and they spoke in Latin. I don't know. I just knew I couldn't turn around looking at anybody. I couldn't smile. I couldn't laugh. I couldn't talk to my mother. I couldn't talk to the person in front of me because I get in trouble. And when I hear you all laughing in church, enjoying the Lord, enjoy again. Paul talks about rejoice. Again, I say rejoice in the Lord. I think it's good for our spirits. I think it's good for our soul. I think it's good for our health. Can I get an amen? And that's what God is all about, being good for your heart. How many say, I want to see God? How many, you want to see God today? You want, how many want, we sang that song, how many want to see God if you just knew that you were looking at God? And then people say, where can I find that God? I tell you, not only can you see Him, but you can feel His presence all around you.
Did we not say thank you to our Father in heaven who has answered every prayer that we've asked Him for? How many times do we forget to say thank you? And He just smiles because He knows we love Him. But how many times have we forgotten the prayers that were answered? Amen? That's why you pray all the time. That's why you want to know God. I say, do you want to see God? I tell you, you can see God today. You can see Him today. Not only can you see Him, but you can feel His presence around you. And this is the word of the day, undescribable. If there's something in your life that's undescribably good, then you can't explain it. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that like God? If something's so good, I don't even know how to tell you about it because it's so good. That's God. It's undescribable. To people that don't know Him, they don't even understand what you're talking about. But you know how good He is, and you want to jump up and down and shake Him like you do when to be with your kids and grandkids and your family. You want to tell them how good it is, but you can't describe it because He is undescribable. His good is so undescribable. If I asked you today, what is the closest thing to God that we see in this world? What would you say? What would your answer be? What is the closest thing to God that you see in this world? You think about it. Go ahead, Bonnie. Yes. A newborn baby. The closest thing to God that she sees in the world. That's beautiful. Fred? Each other is the greatest thing, the closest thing to God you see in this world. Anybody else want to just... There's no wrong answer, folks. Really, there isn't. I have a different one, that's all. Miss Jean, you got one. Did you get all three of those questions right, by the way, ma'am? Yeah. You were looking at David. Okay. Those are beautiful answers, but let me ask you this. What one thing could we not survive without in this world? One thing that we could not survive without in this world. What's one thing? One thing. Water? Anybody else? Chuck?
Light.
Air? Hallelujah. One thing we could not survive without. With it, the world could not survive. What is one thing that the world... Now, you say water and air, and that's good.
Hope.
Let me read what Timothy said here. 1 Timothy 6:16. This is beautiful. Who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see? I would tell you this. You want to see God this morning? Look at the sun. We can't live without the sun. You want to see God? You look at the sun. You can spell it S-O-N or S-U-N. We cannot live without the sun. The world cannot survive without the sun. You want to see God today? And it's the Bible says it's unapproachable. How many know that you just can't look at it? Because the sun is so bright it would hurt you. Amen? It's unapproachable because it's the sun. Because it's our survival depends on that. And it's unapproachable. And it's also undescribable.
I'm going to get into it in a minute, but anybody ever feel cold and then you go outside or you sit down or you sit on the porch and you feel that sunlight on your face? Anybody ever feel that the feeling of sunlight on your face? Let me ask you, how would you describe that to somebody that's never felt that? Oh, it feels really good. Okay, what a good, and it's like warm or something, but it's undescribable because it's God's light shining on your face. God is undescribable because he's so good, and without the sun, we would all not survive. And you can spell it either way, but God put it there. It said, who dwells alone in immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. And James tells us this, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or turning. There is no variation. The whole world sees that sun. The whole world, the planet we live on, cannot survive without that sun. But that sun is a gift from who? God. Why? How many remember he said, let there be? Hallelujah. So my answer to you is, you want to see God today, feel God today, it's right there. He's that close. You look up at that sun. Don't look for a long time. But that's God. That's the light shining. That's feeding you. That's feeding you. Healing your body. Healing your spirit. To know that he's that close. And I love the word that Timothy used, unapproachable. Because we can't, no matter what we want to do, we can't get near the sun. It'll just burn up. We could not stand in the glory of Jesus for a second. If he walked through that door in all his glory, we would all fall apart. We can't stand in that glory, but someday we will. Someday we'll be able to because we'll be with him. But understand, the glory of God is a light that covers us all. It's the light that the Bible talks about. There's no darkness with God because he is the light. How many know that the second coming, after the second coming, we won't need the sun because he will be the light. There'll be no darkness because he will be the light that shines just like it is today. That light, that sun is our right there. That's God. You want to see it. You want to feel it. That's where it is. From darkness to light. Spiritually. Anybody ever been out in the darkness? Ever been alone? Maybe wherever you are, you're dark. You're in a room. And the darkness gets all around you. And you feel this. There's just something wrong. Our body's not meant to be in that darkness. And you feel, I don't know, even if you're in a place, I don't know about you, but even if I'm, David, in the woods that I know, like in my backyard, when it's dark, it doesn't look the same. I don't feel the same. I know the trees. I know my house is right across the street. But I don't feel the same. Something is wrong in my spirit. And this darkness, I can't see my hand. I can't see the trees. That's darkness. That's Satan. It's his world. And when it's like that, that's where he's like, oh, look at me. But here's God. Here's the undescribable. You can't describe this, how good God is. When you see a glimmer of light, whether you be in your room at night or something, and you're laying in your bed and you can't sleep. I know I got a friend of mine who can't sleep at night. He says as soon as the light comes out, he falls asleep. I understand that. But when you see that, when you're alone, and that glimmer of light starts on the horizon, it's like you look at it, you stare at it. You still can't see anything, but you see that light, and you like you want to reach for it. And your spirit inside wants you to reach for it and grab it. Why? Because that's the life. That's the spirit. That's the light. That's what God gave us. And when you see that, your whole body starts to relax. Oh my God, I feel better. There's a peace that you can't describe. Describe it to somebody. That's God. When that light shines over the horizon and the sun is coming up, and you start to say, oh man, yeah, look it. I could see a little bit of the trees. And you know what's amazing? This is to me, maybe it's just my eyesight, but when you're outside in the woods and you see that first crack of light, everything's in black and white. Right, Dave? Everything is, Yvonne, you got to see it. Everything outside is in black and white. You start to see a little more light and you see the trees out there and you see grass and you see the leaves, but it's all black and white. It's still not ready. Until that, just to like it, and all of a sudden, there's the greens, there's the yellows, there's the colors, and there's a red bird, there's a cardinal that before you couldn't even tell what he was, and now his red breast is shining. That's God in your life today. Sometimes you're walking in darkness. Sometimes things are so hard that you're walking in this darkness, and you need one thing. What do you need? You need the sun. That sun, you need God's sun, and that's what starts to heal you. That's where the healing begins, and you can't describe it.
Just a glimmer of light causes the body to feel peace. Trust me, I know you know this. I know even in your room or wherever that dark place is, when you start to see a glimmer of light, there's a breath of, oh God, this is finally, that's over. Peace. There is a sense of release that cannot be described in words. It is though our spirit rises up to look at the light, reaching to touch it and feel it. It's like you just, that's all you want. You want to stare at it because that's where it's coming from. When God begins to answer your prayers, what Brother Fred just read, when God begins to answer your prayers, and how many know he answers prayers? Of course he does. But when you have a prayer that you're dealing with and he begins to answer it, you feel the weight lifted off your shoulder. You feel all of a sudden that, oh, I got a lot of other prayers, Lord. I got a lot of other problems. But this one, right this today, right this minute, Lord, I'm walking with you and I can see you and I feel better. I feel like a little weight's been lifted off me. And that's a beginning. What's wrong with a beginning if you're beginning with God again? Every day is a new beginning. Every day you get new problems. So when God starts to answer those prayers, it's like a little weight comes off your shoulders. Remove one piece at a time. One piece, as if the light is beginning to shine in your heart. Hallelujah. Everything will be all right. When you start to be able to say, God is with me today, everything's going to be okay. Everything else will have its place. I'll have a problem tomorrow I don't have today. But for today, right this minute, wherever I am, I can smile. I can take a drink of water. I can see my friends. I can say I love you. I can enjoy. I can have a bite to eat. I can share. I can look up and feel the air. I can see the trees. Today, everything's okay because God is answering my prayer. That's when you see God, when you start to talk to God and believe that he is. I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. The sun, S-U-N, or the sun, S-O-N, it doesn't matter. The warmth on our face, again, it's undescribable. Isn't that a great word about your God? You could tell people all these wonderful things you want, but when you tell them, my God is undescribable, he's that good. People either have to accept it or not, but it's their choice. We got to keep throwing the seeds out. We got to keep feeding them. But when you tell them he's undescribably good, you don't understand the warmth and you don't understand the peace that it gives me in times of trouble, in times of a virus that shut this whole country down for 9 months now. But holding on to faith in God has kept us above it all and kept us here together. Look at your church. Look at the faithful. Yeah, there's some people that aren't here today. Bless them, whatever reason. But you know they'll be back. You know Dale will be back and Norman and Jenny will be back. It's our faithful. The sun, the warmth of his face, against undescribable in the words. God does hear. He does answer. God is with me. He does love me. God does forgive me and lifts me back on my feet. I know your pastor always asks for praise God. Can we praise God for 1 second? Everybody praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, okay. That's so important. Sacrifice of praise, praising God and praising God in front of people at the grocery store. They might think you're nuts. See, I want to be nuts. I'm a nuts for God. I believe God. Hallelujah. I trust God and I want people to know how much I love him. But there are times in your life, and it could be every day, that you just need to be quiet for a few minutes. Quiet. And that doesn't mean not talking. That means turning your head off. Turning your mind off, turning all the things in your life, turning your problems off, getting quiet. It's in this quiet is where you'll find God, where you'll hear his voice. You know, it sounds crazy, but that's it. When you finally get quiet and stop worrying about anything that's been on your mind, what's going on in your body, what's going on outside the world, what things you're upset about, and you might be mad at this person, or if when you just get quiet, and just breathe and just let. And here's the key to me. One of the keys to me getting quiet is when you open up the scriptures. Just read a little bit in the Bible. Just open up to one of the Psalms. And just read 4 or 5 lines. And you know, that's when God can talk to you. Because now you've quieted yourself. You got yourself in a peaceful place. Everything is good. And you open up and you start to read quietly to yourself. You know, he makes me lay down, and he keeps me safe. He keeps my soul safe. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. When you start, and God will start talking to you, you won't hear a voice. Maybe you will. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I don't hear a voice. I hear a spirit inside me, showing me, opening up. The other day I was doing something, and Doreen said, "What are you doing?" I said, "God just gave me something," and I had to spend the next 20 minutes writing it down or I would forget. So sometimes have a pad next to you when God is talking, and write it down. God gives you a little message or a little something that made you feel good. Write it down. Why? So you remember it later, so that you can look it up and learn more. But when you're quiet is where you'll find God. You see, the noise of this world, and this is what I wrote, it's the noise of this world that gets in the way. And who owns this world? Satan. The Bible said this is his world. So he's going to make as much noise to keep you from hearing who? God. He's going to make so much noise to keep you doubting God, to keep you away from the scriptures. He's going to make so much noise in your life to keep you doubting and keep your faith low and keep you in places that keep you from going to God. That's his world. That's his job. That's what he's here for. But Jesus said, greater is he that is in us than who is in this world. And that's your promise. So Jesus is saying, yeah, he's making a lot of noise. So you just quiet it down and let that spirit inside who's greater than that one making noise, let it rise up in you. And he will. He will do that. But it's up to you. I can do it. I can only lead you. I can only read these words to you. But it's you, when you finally discover that, when you finally feel that, it gives you peace that you didn't have before. And that's a gift from God. And you can't describe it. You can come to me with a testimony, but you can't. It's indescribable how great you feel with the testimony. Amen? When God gives you a book to read, how many know that somebody said, "Oh, I got a book, you need to read this book"? Not like you guys, Jim. You guys are reading great books. But when God gives somebody a book, "Oh, you need to read this," I always smile, because sometimes God gave you, John, a book to read. He gave you a book to read. And not so much for me to read it, but he wants you to read it to feed you. And you get all, people get all excited about it. They say, "Oh, I want you to read this, read this." And it's like they start reading it and they don't get anything right now, because God gave it to you to read. He fed you with that. And it's so beautiful that God works that way. Amen. He works in us individually. He knows you. I'm sorry. He knows you better than you think. He knows every word you use, every place you go, and everything you do. I'm sorry to tell you. Nothing, wherever you go, you can't get away from the Son. Praise the Lord. Yet with all the noise, nothing can shut out the light. Isn't that amazing? Somebody said water. With all the noise, and there's plenty of it, nothing can shut out the light. Nothing can separate us from the light. You want to see God? He's right there, shining down on us right now. His light shining on the whole world. They can't do anything to it. They can't make it move. They can't change it. They can't anything. They can't turn it off, because it's God. It's right there. You want to see God? He's right there. He's saying, "Here I am. I've been with you all this time." He's always been here. He's always been with you. He's always been ready to lift you up. He's been that close to you all the time. He's been in this ministry all the time. He's been in this church. He's been with all believers all this time. We might be small in numbers here, but we're a part of a tree. Remember that. Remember that we're part of a tree, a very great tree with branches and leaves. We just have to do our part. We have to continue to do our part. And that's what we're doing, as part of that tree. It's not about our numbers, because we have faithful people. And I did a mini sermon on faithful people, who they are. People who stand the test of time in a ministry. You know, Bonnie, people come and go in churches. They come for a couple of weeks, a month, and they like the music, they like the sermon, and then they leave. Because they stayed a month or so with us, and they see the blemishes. They see, well, this person, that, or they have complaints all of a sudden. Because you've been there for a while, and they say, "Well, I'm going to move because I have a complaint." And that's what happens. But that's what the faithful is so important. This is the body. You're part of the body. You've been with us. And understand, you're faithful to us. And some people come and they see it and they don't get it. And they start looking for a perfect church. Or they look for a different church. And they get excited again for a week, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks or a month. And then they see those blemishes and say, "No, I don't like that. And that's where we have to stand faithful. And we're looking around at each other, and we're small, but we're part of a big team. Amen? We got a great team, and Jesus is the president of the team. With all the noise, nothing can take us that son away from us. With all the noise, thank you, Lord. And God said, let there be light. The light is from God. What it does to our hearts, what it does to our mind, our body, is true warmth. True warmth. In times of trouble, feeling cold, alone, lost, and then that light touches your face. Your eyes see the glow. Your face feels the warmth. It is indescribable. Hallelujah. That's God. His sun rises. The world can see it. The world can feel it. We would all perish without the sun. Malachi says this, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Let me read that again. This is for you. But to you who fear my name, God is Malachi's talking for God. He said, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. How many want healing this morning? I need healing. I need healing in so many ways. I need it from God. Amen. Forgiveness is, we have to forgive each other, but I need the healing from God. And 2 Corinthians says, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our light. Jesus is our faith. He is here. He's all around us. You can see God today if you'll only look. It's shining down from the sky. There he is, waiting for you to say, hi, I love you, help me, teach me. And then when you get into this book, when you read this book doesn't need any help. This book means for today. 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, people wrote into this book. It pertains to us today in the year 2020. Again, how to live, how to treat each other, how to talk to one another, how to raise each other up and love each other. In this book, these are the words of God. That sun shining down on you, that's God. This is his word. Find a little time just to be quiet and read his word and trust in his word and take that one day at a time, sometimes 1 minute at a time. But when you feel it and it touches you, it's indescribable, and you can't tell anybody else how good you feel because it comes from God. Give him praise, church.